Welcome back in the press row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hope that everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday afternoon, enjoying this beautiful God-given day. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into press row Nick Tiano, the former Baylor School, Mississippi State, and UTC quarterback. We last visited with Nick in late January. He had just won the MVP of the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl and had issues with the MVP trophy in airport security. Nick, how are you today?
Hey, doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me on again.
Absolutely. Well, let's kind of pick up where we left off. You had gotten the MVP at the Collegiate Bowl. What was kind of training like for you after that? And then how did your world change with the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yeah, so, like you said, I finished up that week there in Los Angeles and went back to Denver, Colorado. That's where I was training at a place called Landau Performance, and had a quarterback coach out there named Steve Fairchild. And, just really spent the next month and a half, 2 months training with them, working on speed and strength, preparing for the for all the pro day drills, like 40, pro agility, L drill, all those testing things that you see at the combine and that stuff. And then working with my quarterback coach on what we were going to do for my pro day as far as throwing routes and kind of what we were going to try to do for the scouts. And, spent that time doing that and then came back to Chattanooga. And the day that I came back, found out that everything was going to be canceled, all the pro days and all that. So, it definitely changed. But, I think we've done a good job making the most of it and trying to take advantage of this downtime. I think my agent's done a really good job, and I'm excited for where we're at.
Can you kind of elaborate on how you have – taking advantage of this downtime? What does that mean? What does that have you doing?
Yeah, so while, it was unfortunate that I didn't get to work out in front of the scouts in person, I think that would have been beneficial. But it's actually, with all this going on, the scouts and the coaches have been at their homes, and my agent's been able to kind of reach them and get them to take another look at my tape, and I think that's been great. So we've been just pumping film out as much as possible, getting people to watch, and we've been having great feedback, and, it's led to some pretty good interest from a lot of teams. And, so I've been doing the FaceTime interviews with quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators and all those kind of things the last couple of weeks, and have some more scheduled this next week leading up to the draft. So, it's been good. We've made the most of it, and I think we've made some good strides the last couple of weeks.
Nick, most all of the pro days across the country were canceled. I think Auburn and Arkansas were the only two SEC schools that actually got to stage them. I'm curious, when, as someone who didn't get to go to the combine, does this whole thing kind of make you feel cheated a little bit? Or on the flip side of that, getting that MVP award, I mean, at least you've got some momentum that some of these other people don't have.
Yeah, no, it is a shame. There's a lot of guys out there, that didn't get any opportunities, no all-star games, no combine. So the pro day was their one shot, and I hate that for those guys more than I hate it for myself. It's definitely a bummer, but like you said, at the end of the day, that week at the NFLPA game ended up being even bigger than I thought it was going to be, and I'm very thankful that I have that and the film from that and the results from that, and I'm just trying to take the positives away from it. It's unfortunate, but like you said, there's a very large percentage of guys in my situation that didn't get the pro day, so kind of just is what it is.
Nick, there was an article out earlier this month from Pro Football Network that said the headline was Nick Tiano, the quarterback no one is talking about in the 2020 NFL draft. What kind of goes through your mind when you see that? I mean, that's one of those kind of underdog story here, but it does get your name out there.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff's been important. I think they did a great job with that article and all these other ones. Every bit of press like that is important. And I think, they're right. Obviously everybody's talking about Joe Burrow and Tua and these guys at the top of the draft. And, since the beginning of this process, back in December, I've just been trying to climb my way up as high as I can to some of these conversations and, earn some more respect and get a little more recognition. Like all guys come from small schools do. And I think we've done a great job. We've put ourselves in a good position for next week. So we'll see what happens.
You're listening to former Baylor School, Mississippi State, and UTC quarterback Nick Tiano here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Which team have you been in the most contact with, Nick?
You know, I don't know that I'm allowed to say. I haven't actually crossed that. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But no, it's been really good. It's been cool. You know, I've had a lot of these quarterback coaches. They'll FaceTime me and they'll ask me to get a notepad and a pen, and they'll give me, it's 3rd and 8. The defense is playing 2-man. Draw me up your best play to beat it. You know, things like that, kind of testing my football knowledge. So I think they've gone pretty well. I've gotten really good feedback, and most of the teams have come back for a second interview. So it's been really good.
Have you had any interview questions that have been off the wall, like some of those famous questions that we hear happen at the combine each year? And if so, and without sharing the team, what's the craziest thing somebody's asked you?
Let's see, craziest thing. Probably, these FaceTime interviews are a little limited, but at the NFLPA game, I had an interview with the team in a closed room, and the scout asked me to take my shirt off so he could see what my body looked like. I thought that was so funny.
So, I mean, did you just rip the T-shirt right off and start flexing the guns?
Yeah, I said, here you go, man. Take it or leave it.
We were actually having a conversation in the first segment about how the changing dynamics of the position that you play, whether you're talking about a Taysom Hill and his versatility, whether you're talking about teams being more willing to put their quarterback, be it Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, in harm's way running the football. I'm certain that, I mean, having seen you play since you were at Baylor and following your career, I know you know this, but how excited are you that that opportunity is afforded you now because it plays so well into your strengths?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You know, playing quarterback in the NFL is a lot different than it was even just 10 years ago. These guys aren't statues sitting back there anymore. All the young guys, and they're really good ones now, they're athletic. And even if you're not as athletic as Lamar Jackson, you know, like you said, Josh Allen, these guys, they can move. They can pick up first downs with their legs. And I definitely do think that's a strength of mine. And that's what, I was excited for the pro day because I think I would have tested better than some people probably would give me credit for or would think that I would. But that's been a huge point for me and my agent try to sell, to go back and look at the film and show teams that I am more athletic than I look. And like you said, I think that does translate well to today's game.
I've seen you listed as high as 9 and like 10th among quarterbacks, like by Walter Camp and some other services. There were 10 quarterbacks drafted last year in the 2019 draft. I know it would be a childhood dream, but aren't there some advantages of not being drafted and being able to pick where you could sign as a free agent, as opposed to having your name called in round 7?
Yeah, so, there's definitely pros to both. Like you said, I'd love to get drafted. It has been a lifelong dream. And there are, if you get drafted, you get a little bit more money up front and maybe a little more security. But like you said, it may be better for some guys in my spot to go undrafted and have a few options and pick the best situation for you to go make the team. So, I'm open for whatever happens. I'm going to go make the most of the opportunity and, be okay either way.
You're listening to Nick Tiano, the former Baylor School, Mississippi State, and UTC quarterback here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Nick, in your talk with NFL representatives, have they kind of given you any idea what it's going to be like after the draft? Because whether or not you're picked, you'll have a free agent contract coming your way. Have teams talked to you about what May and June could look like amid this coronavirus?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different. The conversations that I've had, it looks like basically what teams are going to do is have Zoom, position meetings. So I'll get on and meet with my position coach and the other guys in the room, almost as if we were meeting to go out to practice and kind of go through the installs and the plays and all those kind of things. So they're going to try to get as much done as they can. But, yeah, I think my first experiences in the NFL will be looking at a screen, so it'll be pretty interesting.
All right, Nick, when we have great guests like you, and we did the same thing in January, we love to close with a rapid fire first thing off the top of the head. You ready to play in just a moment?
Let's do it.
All right, before we do, though, Jay and I were just wondering, do you have a better Philip Massey story or your time at, or a Mullins story or
Rusty Wright story?
Yeah. I mean, who's got your best story?
Hey, there's no gassers after this one now. I mean, you're free clear now.
That sounds like a trap. I've got more than I could ever tell. I'm just afraid some of them aren't probably appropriate for a radio audience. So maybe next time I see you guys, I can give you a couple.
All right. All right, here we go. Rapid fire. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
What jersey number would you love to wear in the NFL?
7.
What city would that jersey number be in?
Any of them.
Your favorite quarterback growing up?
Peyton Manning.
The best of these movie quarterbacks, Steamin' Willie Beeman, Shane Falco, or Paul Crewe?
Paul Crewe, no doubt.
What have you been binge-watching during your spare time?
I just started Ozark.
Okay.
One word to describe Philip Massey.
Coach Massey. I'd say funny.
What will it be like next Saturday, that third day of the draft? How nervous will you be?
Not nervous. You know what? It's exciting. I've been working for it my whole life. I'm trying to go fishing or something, get my mind away from it, and be ready for whatever happens.
All right. When this thing is over and done with, what restaurant in town are you going to first?
Ooh, what restaurant? My favorite cheap meal is pizza, so I'd probably have to go Loopy's, Pizza Bros, Crust, one of these local pizza spots.
Ooh, good choices. How often do you walk around with your MVP trophy?
None.
You just got you in a snapshot. You just got like a snapshot at it in your wallet. You're ready to throw that thing out there, right?
Yeah, that's right. I may get it tattooed on me.
All right. Well, listen, Nick, great stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time here on Press Row. And best of luck next week. We'll definitely stay in touch, and we hope everything all goes well for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you all so much. I enjoyed it. Looking forward to the next time.
Sounds great. Former Baylor School, Mississippi State, and UTC quarterback Nick Tiano joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.